You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, Chaplain Jim Mitchum, the Family Life Chaplain here at Fort Stewart. Today, we're going to discuss ways we can get through this time of year when we're maybe feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely.
Chaplain Mitchum, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So maybe could you share first a little bit about yourself and kind of your role as the Family Life Chaplain?
Sure. Just a little bit about myself. I'm one of the old guys here at Fort Stewart. I was enlisted back in the 90s, took a break in service, and then came back in as a chaplain in 2009. Here at Fort Stewart, I fulfill the role as the Family Life Chaplain, which means the Army sent me back to school, and now I'm a licensed therapist on top of being a chaplain. So I provide, we call it theologically integrated clinical therapy here on post. So that's what I do.
Wow, that's kind of a cool mixed of role, I feel
like.
It
is, yeah.
And so, you know, we are currently in the middle of the holiday season, and this year, for many people, it's often full of joy and happiness, but it's also a time of reflection, and I feel like for some it can be easily overwhelming and difficult.
Yes, yeah.
Is there any advice for our listeners that can probably help them during this time of year?
Sure. You know, one thing I've always noticed is that, you know, we call ourselves human beings for one thing because we're not human doings. And I think the holidays, we get so caught up in doing stuff, and it's so hard. It's so easy to forget, you know, the joy of the holiday. So a couple of things I want to point out is, one, be thankful. Studies show that people who are thankful or grateful, they exhibit less stress in their lives. And they seem to have much more enjoyable and longer life than those who do not. On the spiritual fitness side of this, I would also suggest that we be thankful to God. The psalmist reminds us, I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise in the name of the Lord the Most High. It's good and appropriate to look outside of ourselves and give thanks where thanks are due. The second thing is to be realistic. You know, the holidays, we get caught up in everything. So there's two points I want to bring up here. First, be realistic about your expectations. Especially your expectations for the perfect family setting without any conflict or disagreements, and or the perfect holiday where you have the perfect table settings, that perfect tree and all the decorations laid out like one of those home magazines. For most of us, it's not going to happen. Trust me. I've been there. So relax and lower your expectation and enjoy life as it unfolds before you. So what if the turkey doesn't turn out perfect or the day's not the way you want it to be? Use these mishaps and imperfections to make the memories, not look at what went wrong, but look how you're going to enjoy them instead.
Of course.
Second, be realistic about your expenditures. I've been in the Army a long time, and I see what happens with our young soldiers. And not just our young, I mean any soldier, our officers, everybody. Too many people strive for what they believe will be the perfect holiday, perfect gifts, and perfect moments, and they're willing to pay any price to get it. Fortunately, they can't afford it. We can't afford it. I can't afford it. Then in January, we're all stressed out trying to find out how to pay it off, all those credit cards. And we realized that we really couldn't afford it, and only to find out that all the money that we spent never really was worth it. So be realistic about what you can afford. Life is more than the toys you can buy.
Yeah, I love that. That's all really sound advice. Not only the spiritual side, but I feel like sometimes people take a moment back and, you know, they get lost. How can they stay engaged and stay present while they're, you know, surrounded by people? Sometimes people self-isolate, they kind of take a step back, but how can they stay engaged? Because I feel like that's probably really important for some people so they don't get,
yes,
you know, they don't isolate themselves.
Yeah, and I see that happen all the time during the holidays. Obviously, not just the military, but around the country, suicide rates increase during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about what you just said, you know, stay present, stay in the moment. So as a therapist, I see many who allow, you know, their past problems and future concerns, the stress of what's coming up, to dominate those present moments, so much so that they end up anxious, frustrated, depressed, and hopeless. I would encourage you to take the time to be with the people that you love and care about. Absorb the moments you have with them. Make lasting memories of that moment. The Apostle Paul reminds us of the importance of memories. He said, I thank God in all my remembrances of you. We also need to be here. We get too caught up in stuff. The Christian worldview holds that each person is created in the image of God. Because of this, we believe each person has intrinsic values and worth. They're not of value because of what they can do or what they can do for us, but of value just because of who they are as a person. Unfortunately, far too many people are devalued and dehumanized and thus feel as though they are at the bottom of the barrel of significance. These same individuals may think because their lives have little value or that significance, it might be better just to just end their lives. If you happen to feel this way, I'm here to tell you that you are important. You are valuable. You have been in too many situations. I have been in too many situations where I have had to minister or care for those that love somebody that went down this path of suicide, and they feel left behind with the hurt and pain of the result of it. They always express how much they love that person, how much they need and want that person, which brings me to my final point. And this sounds kind of outside the box a little bit, but be selfish. The truth is, we need you here. Your family needs you here. Your friends need you here. We, your military family, need you here. You, each of you, are of great value. I had a break in service where I worked in emergency services, and we had a saying, the most important person on the scene of an incident is me, because if I go down, then I take away from helping others. The same can be said about family. So take that time to care for yourself during these holidays. You know, go out for a walk, a jog, listen to your favorite music, read a book, whatever it is. Play a video game.
Yeah.
Have that quiet time to take care of yourself, because you are the most important person that you can take care of while you're caring for others.
No, I love that. Yeah, it's like that saying, you know, you got to take care of yourself first before you take care of others. So
absolutely.
I think that strongly resonates that in order to be present and enjoy the holidays, you have to take care of yourself in order to be there with the people you love. Yeah.
Right.
I love that. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners or our audience before we go?
Just that, you know, holidays are a time of joy. Look for the joy in the little things. Look for the joy in your kids' faces. Look for the joy in the lights, the scenery, the ornaments. You know, take advantage of what we have here at Fort Stewart. We've got the trail ride out at Holbrook Pond this coming Saturday. We got the lights here in front of the division headquarters. Plenty of stuff going on downtown, Savannah, Richmond Hill. Go out and just take time away from the hustle and bustle of our normal lives. Forget about the Army for a minute, for a brief moment, and just enjoy life.
No, I love it. Yeah. Especially the little things I feel like make the most. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes it's not always the big moment. Sometimes, you said, the big moment might fail. It might flop. But
right.
If you just look at the little ones, those might make the best memories.
Yeah. For me, it's always going to be tricking my kids into believing they were Santa Claus. You know, that's always my favorite time of the holidays. Now they're all grown up. And
you miss that.
I miss that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I know I'm now super excited about the holiday season, especially here in Coastal Georgia. It's like my first one. And I hope you guys are too out there, our listeners. Thank you again, Chaplain Mischem, for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. For everyone out there, please don't forget that even when times are tough, there's always someone to call. There are plenty of resources and people who are willing to listen. Happy holidays. That concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
If you or someone you know needs crisis support, dial 988. This 3-digit dialing code connects directly to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, where compassionate, accessible care and support is available for anyone experiencing mental health-related distress. The 988 Lifeline helps thousands of people struggling to overcome suicidal crises or mental health-related distress every day. There is hope. Call or text 988 today.